Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barnes moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Krause reaches second base with a double. Barnes scores. Ryan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive towards short. Malivi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barnes hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop is hit by the pitch. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Krause and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Krause hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Krause reaches second base with a double. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Krause moves to third. Faber moves to second. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. Malivi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Malivi reaches second base with a double. Krause scores. Faber scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cecil for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Haas moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Haas moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Fox reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Hal McCain now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Watwood takes first base on ball 4. McCain moves to second. Jack Quinn now pitching. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mulevey takes first base on ball 4. McCain moves to third. Watwood moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCain scores. Watwood moves to third. Mulevey moves to second. It's 8-6, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watwood scores. Mulevey scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 10-6, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barnes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain juggles the ball. That's an error on McCain. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ryan hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Ryan reaches third base with a triple. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCain strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Malivi hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Metzler now playing left field. Eric McNair pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to second for the out. McNair moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi misplays the ball. That's an error on Malivi. McNair scores. Haas moves to second. It's 10-7, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Haas scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 10-8, White Sox. Ted Lyons now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-9, White Sox. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.